From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
That pony, Little Beaver, there's trouble in Roaring River. Let's hit the trail and find out what's up now.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up.
Get going, Thunder. Hit that trail.
Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Having saved Devil's Hole depositors all the money they had entrusted to Kirby, Red Rider was getting ready to help the Duchess on spring roundup when he received a letter from old Eli Corbin begging Red to come to his ranch in Roaring River before it was too late. Thus, as we join Red Rider, we find him galloping along on the indomitable Thunder with Little Beaver racing his Pinto close by his side.
We got a much further go yet, Red Rider.
10-12 miles, I should judge, Little Beaver. Corbin's spread lies just over that far ridge.
We think it's mighty funny, Mr. Corbin, no ride and say just what kind of trouble he expecting.
When a man doesn't write it down, you can bet it's the kind of trouble he doesn't like to think about. Trouble like gun feuds.
Gun feud? Maybe then we better speed him up ponies on, Red Rider.
Now you're talking, Little Beaver. Let's see you prod that Pinto.
We prod him okay. Get him up, Papoose.
Lay on to it, fella. We gotta make Corbin's reins.
Come on, Thunder!
Gypsy, I'm in no mood for arguing with a gal, even though she is my daughter.
Oh, but Dad, Red Rider should be here soon.
Of course Red will be here. I sent for him, didn't I? But as sure as my name is Elihu Corbin, I've stood enough from Bash Fenton, and I'm going up there and tell him so, now.
Oh, Dad, if you'd only wait. Take someone with you.
Oh, I'm through waiting, Dixie. From now on, it's going to be Fenton's way of doing things or mine. Come on, now, let go of that horse.
If you do go, promise me you'll not lose your temper.
You're a fine one to talk, Dixie Corbin. Why, you got more temper than 50 ordinary gals put together. Now, stand away. I'm leaving. And if Ryder comes, why, you make him to home. Get up, Dad. Get.
Oh, Dad, please be careful.
Fenton, I tell you, I'm through molesting them settlers. When they first moved in here, I thought maybe you were right about them taking the grazing lands us old-time cattlemen need.
Well, I'm still right, Corbin.
Oh, no, you're not. You're just using that as an excuse to rustle their steers and rob the corrals and seal them blind.
Yeah? Well, what if I am? What are you going to do about it? You're in this too, you know.
You mean I was in. But unless you swear you let up on them nesters, I'm going down to the sheriff and tell him the truth.
Do you really think I'd let you?
You try and stop me. Go on. Old as I am, I'll take my chances with a maverick like you. Medicine with my bare hands.
Why, you locoed old...
You can't stand up like a man, can you? You! Turn around!
Get up, you old wildcat! Let go of my neck.
Yeah. Come on, stop me, will you? Hurt me, huh?
Well, there!
Yeah, by the time you wake up, Bash Fenton, I'll be at the sheriff's. So long, I'll see you in jail.
See me in jail, will you? Well, I'll see you in Boot Hill first.
Mitch! Bandy! Fill your saddle holsters and get ready to ride! Whoa! Hold it, boys.
Oh.
This'll be far enough.
You think the old coot's really heading for the sheriff, Bash?
Yeah. Corbin don't change his mind once it's made up. But heading for the sheriff and getting there is two different things.
This is a good spot. We can see the road and he can't see a thing through them rocks.
Get your rifles ready. Corbin should be coming along soon on his last ride to town.
Getting tuckered, Little Beaver?
No, me not tired, Red Rider. Pony get him tired from fast run.
Well, in that case, suppose we rein up here for a minute and let Papoose catch his breath. Quite easy, Thunder. Oh, boy.
Oh, Papoose.
Sure got a mighty pretty panorama, this valley from here.
Can see maybe 20 miles. Keep nice ranch country.
You bet. Maybe one day when you get married, we'll settle up here in Roaring River.
Me no get him, squaw. Me fight him brave. Red Rider, look him across valley. Three men with rifles.
Darned if there aren't. And from the looks of them, they're getting ready to dry gulch someone.
You betcha him dry gulch. Well, see, one man ride him down and rode all alone.
Darned if that doesn't look like old man Corbin. Little Beaver, it is Corbin. And we're at least a good mile away. Rake that pony. We've got to try and break it up.
Get him up, Papoose. Get him flying. Get
it. Stretch him out, old fella. There's a man's life at stake. Come on, Thunder. How's that dirt, partner? Stretch those legs. Come on, Thunder.
Red Rider. Red Rider. Quick, Rider. Stay in mush. Look.
Bless those murders. They're ready to shoot. Corbin. Eli Corbin, watch out.
They're shooting Mr. Corbin right in back.
Those low-down rascals. Come on.
No, you shoot a six-gun, Red Rider. They got him too much head start.
Oh, Thunder. Oh. If I ever see them bushwhackers again, I'll put my brand on them for good. Come on, Little Beaver. We better get Corbin and take him back to his ranch. There isn't much to say, Miss Dixie, but crying won't bring your dad back.
Those foul killers. I'll pay them back bullet for bullet, 10 lives for one.
Now, just going out and starting a gun feud, miss, is no cure for trouble.
They started it. I knew they would. I told Dad.
Who started it? You mean you know?
Oh, who else could it have been but Bash Fenton and those gun hands of his?
We'd not know him, Bash Fenton.
That'll be enough, Little Beaver.
Fenton's the man that got the ranches together when the homesteaders moved in. First off, we thought he was right, but later Dad found out Fenton was only using the honest ranches as a front so he could steal everything the settlers had.
That sounds reasonable. I've known critters like Fenton before, but can you prove it?
Prove it? We know it. Isn't that enough?
I'm afraid not. Judges want evidence, not guesswork.
Who said anything about judges? No, Corbin ever needed a judge when he knew he was right. And if you think I'm going to sit here and let Fenton do any more killing, you're on the wrong ranch, Mr. Ryder.
I never argue, Miss Dixie, especially with a lady. So now, how about you going inside now and resting a bit? Maybe we can talk more later.
I will go in now, but don't you ever think you can talk me out of what I've decided on. And if you're not man enough to help me, then perhaps you better go back where you come from.
That Missy, she got him temple like bonfire.
She sure has. And like with a bonfire, if the wind's blowing against her, she's almost certain to get burned. Well, let's go up on the porch, Little Beaver. I got some tall thinking to do.
Red Rider? What you think,
I'm thinking how I can smoke out those coyotes that gunned down Eli Corbin before Miss Dixie gets herself into real trouble.
Miss Dixie, she say man named Fenton do.
Yeah, I've heard of Fenton. He's got a reputation from Abilene to Santa Fe, and none of it's good. But a jasper like that has generally had too much experience to be caught easy.
You catch him plenty other bad men. But maybe you don't know how to tie him down girl, huh?
It's about the size of a little bit. Well, looks like we got a visitor. There, riding in through the gate.
Red Rider, him look him like man we chase him this afternoon.
Looking like him and proving he is him is where we've got our job. Howdy, mister. Something we can do for you?
Why, yes. Miss Corbin home?
Yeah, she's home, but she's not seeing anyone right now. I'll be glad to give her your name.
Fenton, cowboy.
Bash Fenton.
Oh.
Never seen you on the Corbin spread before. You new here?
Sort of. I just rode in today. Got here just when the polecats that dry gulched Mr. Corbin shot him in the back.
Oh. You mean you saw who they were?
I can't honestly say I know exactly who they were. But if I ever find them, they'll always remember Red Ryder.
Red Ryder, huh? So you're the strawberry blonde with a great reputation.
Reputations are something you'd know about, Fenton. And as for the hair, I don't admire it being described as strawberry blonde.
Why, some of the prettiest gals I ever knew were strawberry blondes. You got hair where women would give a lot for.
Yeah, Fenton? Well, I've got eyes, too. That's more important. Eyes and an awful good memory.
Something tells me you're trying to say something, Ryder. But I'm not much of a hand at reading between the lines.
Supposing I put it this way. Eli Corbin was one of my oldest friends. I'm staying here in Roaring River until I find the Jaspers who shot him. And Fenton, I don't expect to stay here very long.
No, Red. I don't think you will stay very long. That is, not up and walking around.
You may be wrong about that, Bash. I figure I'm perfectly safe walking around just as long as my face is toward you.
What happens if I say I don't like your face?
I'm an accommodating sort, Fenton. I'd offer you a chance to change my face. That is, if you said you didn't like it.
All right, then I am saying it. And I'm saying this, too. We got no room in Roaring River for your kind. So pack up and clean out of here.
Not before I... Oh, no, Fenton. Keep your hand right above your belt. Now, come on, get it up.
Yeah? Who do you think you're giving orders to, you sidewinding lily-livered...
Look, where'd you watch them?
All right, Bash, we'll play it your way. Make your draw.
That's just what I am doing. You fool. You think you can get away because you were lucky and hit my gun?
I'm not trying to get away, Fenton. I'm right here, waiting.
What was that? Red, who did that shooting? Oh, Fenton. And you have the nerve to come here.
Red Ryder, turn it around quick.
I'll show you.
Still got to learn your lesson, huh, Fenton?
I never will like that face of yours, so...
Go get him, Red Ryder. Make him
look. All right, little beaver. Right straight now.
Good work, Red. I wish I'd have done it myself.
Well, I'm glad I could save you the effort, Miss Dixie. He's a little more my size.
That doesn't stop me.
But I've got something to stop both of you. And I'll be using it.
In that case, Bash, here. Take your pop gun. You'll be needing that if you try anything else. Now go on, hit that horse and hightail out of here.
Red, what are you doing? You're not going to let Fenton leave here, are you?
I'd hate to contaminate the place by keeping him.
Well, don't worry about me. I'll be back sooner than you expect. Get up.
What sort of a friend are you, Red Ryder? I thought you were a man. Well, never mind. Fenton doesn't scare me. I'll go after him and bring his skin back full of holes.
Now, hold on, miss. You're not going anyplace.
Yes, I am, and I'm going right now.
Now, Miss Dixie, I told you I hate to argue with a lady.
Now,
hold still.
Let go of me! Let go of me! Coward! Hold me here while that murdering Fenton gets away. Take your hands off of me!
Now, miss, I'm plumb sorry. I can't oblige you. But your dad was too good a friend of mine to let his daughter stick a head in a noose. There. I hope I didn't hurt you. But even if I did, I save you from being hurt worse.
I don't want your sympathy or your apologies. We Corbins never needed any outside help, and I guess I'll manage to square this account without you.
Now, please,
Miss. Keep quiet. Said and done enough already. The only thing left for you to do is to pack up and get out of here. Go on, did you hear? I said get out!
But you... All right, little beaver. Let's get our things. There are other ways than suicide to even up Corbin's death. And I hope we can do it before what's left of his family is wiped out.
We return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. Rejoining Red Ryder and Little Beaver, we find them camping out in Indian Meadows after being ordered off the Corbin Ranch by Corbin's hot-headed daughter, Dixie.
More bacon, Little Beaver?
No, thank you, Red Ryder. Me eat 'em plenty.
Hey, now, is that you? Since when did you ever have enough to eat?
No have enough. But while we sit here, eat supper, maybe Miss Dixie, she gets herself into trouble.
Right you are, Little Beaver. The thing for us to do is pack up and start riding. No telling what Fenton is up to now.
Fenton, you can let me out of this. I didn't reckon on no killings when I threw in with you.
Yeah? Well, you're in. Just the way old man Corbin was in.
Bash, I'm warning you. Either let me out of this or...
Yeah, or what? You wouldn't want to be found on the road to the sheriff's office with slugs in your back, would you?
Would that be any worse than swinging for killings you got me into? I'd rather take my chances with you.
That's just what you're going to do. And what's more, you're not leaving here, Jackman. Hear me? You're not... What's that?
Mitch, Bandy, where are them footsteps coming from?
Right from here, Fenton. Don't go for that gun. That's better. If you're looking for your men, they won't be coming to for a long time.
Are you crazy or something coming here like this?
Far from it. For the first time, I do know what I am doing.
Oh, where's that red-headed bodyguard you got? Outside?
Ryder?
Yeah.
You'll never see him bodyguarding me. He's got skim milk or red blood ought to be. Now, let's get busy, Fenton. Open up that safe.
Safe? Oh, so that's what you've turned into. Old man Corbin's daughter. Nothing but a stick-up outlaw.
Bash, if I ever hear my father's name in your mouth again, so help me, they'll be your last words. You understand? All right, now get that safe open. I'm getting enough money from you to get out and start over again. Because I know Roaring River would never be safe with the two of us here. Now get.
All right. But remember, we got laws in this country.
The only laws you know are those you break. You stand there, Mr. Jackman. Nice and still.
Sure, Dixie. Sure.
Here you are. Everything that was in the safe.
I'd say thank you, Fenton, if I didn't know the money never was yours. Now look. If I was you, I'd stay right there, nice and comfortable, till you're sure I'd make my getaway. I still have the feeling, Fenton, that you'd be better off dead.
Jackman, come on. Don't stand there, you fool. Jackman, are you lighting out after that gal with me?
No, Bash. I told you I'm through.
Yeah? Well, I was wondering how I could take care of you without having a trace to me, but now I know.
What do you mean, Ben?
When the folks in town want to know who shot Jackman, I'm telling them Dixie Corbin did it. That's right. I'm saying you were a hero. Tried to save my money, and she shot you for your trouble.
Bash! Bash, no!
Now, Miss Corbin, let me see you get out of this one.
Sheriff, you needn't take my word for it. She even crawled up behind Mitch and Bandy and knocked them out.
Darn it all, Fenton, it don't make sense. Dixie Corbin's got a hot temper, but she's no killer.
Sheriff, if you're hankering to keep your job, you'll find Dixie Corbin. When it comes to proving what she did, I'll be there with witnesses.
I don't doubt that, Fenton.
Ryder.
And your witnesses will lie almost as bad as you.
Ryder, I've been itching to square a few things with you.
Ryder, watch him. He's grabbed a crowbar.
Try again, Fenton. Maybe Plexus will help your aim.
Now I've got to get where I want you, Ryder.
Oh, gouge my eyes, will you?
That ain't half what I'm going to do to you.
Ryder, try and turn around. I can't get him off of you the way you're laying.
Well, me can do him, Sheriff. Me can fix him, Benton. Give me chair. Turn him a little more, Red Ryder.
Beaver, stay out of this.
No, me in him now is good. Watch. We knock him out.
Doggone you, little beaver. You were mighty kind hitting him with that chair. But I didn't need your help.
Me know him, Red Ryder. You beat him, okay? Only me hit some confetti anyhow. Him really snake.
Kind thing. Attacked right in the sheriff's office. Well, Sheriff, what are you going to do?
What'd you like me to do, Fenton?
Lock Ryder and this singeing grasshopper up on a charge of... with intent to kill, that's what.
And while you're about it, Sheriff, make it assault and battery twice. I will, Mr. Fenton, a little this afternoon.
All right, Fenton. You better clean out and get to Joe's restaurant for a piece of beefsteak for your eye before they close.
But what about Ryder and that Corbin girl?
I know what to do about Ryder.
All right, Sheriff. But no matter what happens, I want that girl brought in to justice.
She'll be brought to justice, Fenton, along with a lot of other people.
But one of them won't be you, Ryder, because you'll be 6 feet under.
Sheriff, do you think she shot down Jackman?
No, Red. I take my oath she never did.
Good. In that case, how about forgetting the lockup for me and pinning a deputy's badge on my shirt?
Deputy's badge?
Yep. If you want me to bring in Dixie Corbin, I've got to have some legal authority.
Ryder, you're a man after my own heart. Here's the badge. Now get to work.
Thanks, Sheriff. Now, if you'll just let word out I'm deputized to bring in Miss Corbin, I might be able to help you clean up this whole county.
Right.
Come on, little beaver. We've got to find Dixie's hideout before Fenton locates it and closes in for the kill.
All right, you bitch.
It's me, Miss Dixie. Larry.
Oh. What'd you find out in town, Larry?
Plenty. You know what? A red-headed cowboy got himself made deputy, and he's out looking for you.
Red Ryder? Why, that's smart. Oh, that I'm kind of glad. They give me a chance to pay him back for the way he manhandled me when I wanted to go after Fenton this afternoon.
You say the word, miss, and me or any of the other waddies who work for you will fatten Ryder up with lead.
No, I don't want that unless I can't help it. But if it means choosing between me being taken back on that trumped-up murder charge or Mr. Ryder... Well, you know what to do.
Yes, miss.
Then do it now, son, because I'm right behind
you. Fred, what? How did you get here?
Sorry, miss, this is no social call. I'm here as an officer of the law.
Oh!
So it'll save being noisy if you and your puncher just unbuckle those belts and drop them to the ground.
And you had the nerve to call yourself a friend of my father's.
That's better. A little beaver ride herd on that artillery.
Me do him, Red Ryder.
Dixie, if I were your brother, know what I'd do? I'd just reach over and pin your ears back.
If I had a brother, he'd have yours back and Fenton and Boot Hill, too.
Now, look, you've gotten yourself in a mess playing your own hand. Now, let me try and help you.
You help me. Why should I? You're wearing that tin badge. I know what you want.
Dratchet, Dixie, I'm doing what I'm doing because Eli Corbin was... Well, he meant almost as much to me as he did to you. If you listen instead of talking, I think I know how we can get you out of this and Fenton where he belongs.
Well, keep talking.
With you hiding out, Fenton's happy. He can gun you down and nothing could be said about it. But if you were caught and brought into town, he'd be through.
How do you figure?
Now, look, if we get word to Fenton that I've caught you and I'm bringing you in, he'll try and stop us before we get to town just to save his own hide. And if he does, that's all the chance I want.
All right. All right. Hope you know what you're doing.
Now you're talking. Little Beaver?
Yes, Red Ryder.
Hit that pinto of yours and head for town. I want Fenton to find out that I'm bringing Miss Dixie in on the Sawmill Road.
Me Ryder, Red Ryder. And me be back in time to give you plenty help.
Good boy.
Get him up, Papoose. Get him on.
Get. That's a good one, Bass. You're sure that... Hey... Here comes Red Ryder's engine kid.
Well, mister, anybody see him, Sheriff?
Sheriff? Why? What's the matter?
Red Ryder sent me to tell Sheriff him catch him Dixie Corbin.
The dickens he did. Where's Ryder now?
Him drive him on Sawmill Road. Miss Dixie horse hurt. Both ride him on Thunder.
Well, I'll tell you what. The sheriff went home. He lives about 7 miles the other side of town. You can't miss it. He's a big white house. Now, you better mosey along and tell him the good news.
You betcha. Me tell him. Me tell him quick.
Hey, what's the idea of sending the kid 7 miles out of town? You know the sheriff...
Shut up, you fool. The last thing I want is for the sheriff to find out and for that girl to get to town.
Oh.
Come on, round up the men and let's head for Sawmill Pass before we're all swinging from trees.
Bash, look. That must be him now. Down there. Fellow in the gale riding double on a horse.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that horse will be carrying back to town is his saddle. Come on, men. Ride him down.
All right, you two. Reach.
Bash, Fenton, what do you want?
You and that red-headed catamount rider. Hey! That's Larry Clark riding with her. Where is Ryder? Where is he anyway?
Right here, Fenton. Right behind you.
Why, you load up. Get him, boys!
Larry, get the other two. I'll get Badge. There, try and get away, will you? Right. Got enough, Fenton, or do you want more?
No, I've got enough. I quit, Ryder. I'm through.
And you'll tell who killed Jackman and Eli Corbin?
Sure. I'm licked. I did.
All right.
I got them both.
All right. Let's tie them all up and head for town. The jail's been swept out and it's ready.
Red.
Dixie, this job's not done yet. We've got to lock them up and turn the money you took over to the state. Get my horse, little beaver. We've got to ride.
Red, won't you stay, please? With Dad gone, I need a real man to run the place.
Larry's man enough. He proved that. And now with Fenton and his gang gone, things should be more pleasant. Well, little beaver, how about heading for home?
Oh, yippee! We like him home for change. Get him up, Papoose! Get!
So long, everyone. Come on, boys, start running. Come on. Come on, Thunder!
Nice and peaceful like again at the Corbin Ranch, and it wasn't an easy assignment for Red Rider and Little Beaver to get the goods on Bash Fenton and at the same time tame Little Dixie Corbin. But now with everything under control, Red Rider and Little Beaver ride for Painted Valley Ranch, where they find the Duchess and her neighbor accusing each other of rustling cattle. So listen again next time for Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.